faith, trust, expectation. Heaven's View Ministry. The truth will be making you free. John 8:32. Faith, trust, expectation. Part 1. Faith. Do you have faith? Do I have faith? Really? Faith is not just a nice, happy, and positive thought. No, faith includes action. Faith is completely expecting what you do not see and acting on your expectation of what will be. Amen. Hebrews 11, 1-3, from the Concordant Literal Version. Now faith is an assumption of what is being expected, a conviction concerning matters which are not being observed. For in this the elders were testified to. By faith we are apprehending the eons to adjust to a declaration of God, so that what is being observed has not come out of what is appearing. David Hogan states, "Faith is doing and not knowing how. If I knew how, it would not be faith. And this man, he lives his faith. He is bold and fearless and knows his Elohim." Amen. When you have faith for real, others who do not have true faith will think you are crazy. You will not be popular in the world. No, even in many religious churches, you will not be popular. And this should be no surprise, for Yeshua stated that this would occur. Read Luke 21:17. But with Yahweh, you will be popular. Amen. Do you really have faith? If you do, then you never worry. You never fear. You never doubt. You never wonder. You never hope and plead and beg. None. Faith is trusting and expecting Yahweh to take care of everything. Faith. Sometime in the past couple years, Yahweh revealed this to me about faith. Acts 14, 8-10, from the Concordant Literal Version. And a certain man in Lystra, impotent in the feet, sat there, lame from his mother's womb, who never walks. This one hears Paul speaking, who, looking intently at him, and perceiving that he has faith to be saved, said with a loud voice, "Rise upright on your feet." And he leaps and walked. That man had faith. That man lived out and displayed his faith by his actions. He had never walked in his entire life. Unbelief would have said, "I do not know how to rise up on my feet." Unbelief would have said, "I cannot." Faith does what seems impossible. Again, Hebrews 11, 1-3, from the Concordant Literal Version. Now faith is an assumption of what is being expected, a conviction concerning matters which are not being observed. For in this the elders were testified to. By faith we are apprehending the eons to adjust to a declaration of God, so that what is being observed has not come out of what is appearing. So, the lame man, he had faith. He assumed and expected complete change in his life, complete health, in a second. He had a conviction of something that he could not see with his eyes only moments before, and years before, frankly. His belief and faith and trust and expectation caused him to believe the declaration of Paul. So he acted upon the words of Paul. Instead of looking at the situation that he saw with his eyes, even in that moment, he chose to believe over anything he could see. Faith, trust, expectation. Praise Yahweh! Here is another perfect example of faith in action. God's Generals, The Healing Evangelists, by Robert Slearden. Chapter F.F. Bosworth, Healing Pioneer. Section title, John Sproul Can Talk. John Sproul had fought in World War I as a young soldier. While he was on a special assignment to secure supplies in France, he and a friend were hit with mustard gas. The friend died within a day or two, but John survived, just barely. He had to have 14 operations in the French hospital where he was admitted. 6 operations were performed on his throat and 8 on his lungs. Following the operations, he completely lost the ability to speak, and so many of his neck muscles were cut away that he had a hard time holding up his head. Sproul returned to the States in constant pain, with hemorrhaging in his lungs and frequent bouts of stomach sickness or sudden unconsciousness. He traveled throughout the country trying to get medical help, but his case was declared hopeless. When he returned to his hometown of Pittsburgh, the mayor, Edward Babcock, took up his cause. The country was disturbed by the lack of medical aid for wounded veterans, so Mayor Babcock and the local congressman sent Sproul to Washington, D.C., for special medical treatment. When he returned from Washington, Sproul informed the mayor that he had been pronounced incurable by the physicians there and given a monthly disability payment, but he still faced a future filled with unrelenting pain. By the providence of God, soon after Sproul's return from Washington, he saw an advertisement for Evangelist F.F. Bosworth's campaign in Pittsburgh. He went simply because he felt he had nothing to lose. As he sat and listened to the testimonies of those who had given their hearts to Christ, this spirit moved in his soul. He later exclaimed, "Oh, the joy that filled my soul when I realized the Lord was ready to save me, right then. And I said yes to God. How I longed to be able to speak, to tell people that I knew I was saved." When Bosworth called for those who wished to be healed to come forward, John Sproul walked up to the platform with a heart full of faith. After prayer, a Christian brother exclaimed, "Praise the Lord!" And Sproul thought the man meant that he should praise the Lord with his own voice. "Of all the foolish things," John reasoned, "to expect me to praise the Lord when I can't talk." Then he thought, "Well, that isn't faith. I'll try, even if nobody hears it." The moment he made the effort to praise the Lord, a strange power seemed to fill his whole body. Pain coursed through him from his stomach, through his throat, and into his head. It was excruciating. But in an instant, it was gone. With it went all of the agonizing pain that John had experienced for 4 years. There was no more lung pain, no more throat pain, and no more wheezing. At the top of his voice, he yelled, "Praise the Lord! Praise the Lord!" Soon after the service, his family cautioned John to be careful with his newly recovered voice. But his response was, "I was shouting his praises, and I knew as long as I praised God, nothing would ever happen to my voice." John called his friends and his mother on the telephone to tell them the amazing news. But none could believe it was he. When the news reached the local newspaper reporters, they insisted on meeting with him, as did Mayor Babcock. John walked into the mayor's office with his head held high, and he smiled and spoke normally. The next day's newspapers hit the stands for the whole city to see the headline, "John Sproul Can Talk." The Sproul family rejoiced when John's 3-year-old daughter, Mary Jane, who had never heard him speak, clapped her little hands and exclaimed, "Daddy can talk! Daddy can talk! Jesus made Daddy talk!" The Veterans Bureau ordered John to report for tests, after which they declared him well indeed. He had to forsake his disability payments, but he had been healed by God and could work now. For years after his healing, he corresponded with F.F. Bosworth, letting him know how much he enjoyed perfect health in his body and his soul. From God's Generals, The Healing Evangelists, by Robert Sliordin, pages 29 through 31 of 279, Kindle. This man himself noticed how his first thought was not of faith. Then he repented, he changed, and he stepped out in faith to speak. And the very moment he made the effort to speak, that is when Yahweh healed him. Praise you, Father! Glorious are you, Yahweh! Again, Hebrews 11, 1-3, from the Concordance Literal Version. Now faith is an assumption of what is being expected, a conviction concerning matters which are not being observed. For in this the elders were testified to. By faith we are apprehending the eons to adjust to a declaration of God, so that what is being observed has not come out of what is appearing. Faith, trust, expectation. Praise Yahweh. Father, we come before you tonight seeking truth. We lay down everything we learned in life, all the lies, all the ways of the world, and we pick up your ways, and we choose to walk in and live in your ways. Thank you for your Spirit guiding us into all truth. We quiet and shut out all thoughts, all past, all worldly wisdom and logic that is not from you. We sit at your feet and learn your glorious ways. Thank you, Father. I command any spirit not of the Holy Spirit to leave in Yeshua's name and never return. Thank you for those who have gone before us, who take time to help us know and understand you. Thank you for your patience with us as we become more and more like Yeshua every day. We choose to walk on the narrow road. We choose to learn faith and trust and expectation in you and in you alone. We humble ourselves and learn from you. You are different than the world. Praise Yah. You are different than the lies of religion. Praise Yah. We line up with you. We walk with you. We keep our eyes on you, Father. Thank you for walking with us and guiding us. Thank you. In Yeshua's name we pray. Seal it this day, I pray, forever remaining in us. And we give you and you alone all of the glory, Father. Amen. We post angels with flaming swords around me and around all of your children, Father. Guard us, protect us. Keep it quiet here. This is your official business. Give everyone else something better to do. Thank you. Amen. 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 Faith is doing. Faith is believing and doing. Believe the word of Yahweh. Believe the words of Yahweh. Believe the Spirit. Believe the words of Yahweh in His word. Disregard words of unbelievers. Disregard them, just like Yeshua did. Mark 5:21-24 and 35-43 from the Concordant Literal Version. And at Jesus' ferrying again in the ship to the other side, a vast throng was gathered to him, and he was beside the sea. And lo, coming is one of the chiefs of the synagogue, Jairus by name, and perceiving him, he is falling at his feet. And he is entreating him much, saying that, My little daughter is having her last gasp, that, coming, thou mayest be placing thy hands on her, that she may be saved, and should be living. And he came away with him, and a vast throng followed him, and they crowded him. While he is still speaking, they are coming from the chief of the synagogue, saying that, Your daughter died. Why are you still bothering the teacher? Yet Jesus, immediately, disregarding the words spoken, is saying to the chief of the synagogue, Do not fear, only believe. And he does not let anyone follow together with him, except Peter and James and John, the brother of James. And they are coming into the house of the chief of the synagogue, and he is beholding a tumult, and they are lamenting much and screaming. And entering, he is saying to them, Why are you making a tumult and lamenting? The little girl did not die, but is drowsing. And they ridiculed him. Yet he, ejecting them all, is taking along the father of the little girl and the mother and those with him, and he is going in where the little girl was lying. And holding the hand of the little girl, he is saying to her, Talitha kumai, which is, being construed, Maiden, I am saying to you, rouse. And straightway the maiden rose and walked about, for she was about 12 years old. And they were beside themselves straightway with great amazement. And he cautioned them much that no one may be knowing of this. And he told them to give her something to eat. Yeshua knew the dead could be raised. Yeshua knew that all things are possible with Yahweh. All. Matthew 19:26 from the Concordant Literal Version. Jesus said to them, With men, this is impossible, yet with God, all is possible. So, how do we transfer this into our everyday life? Practice, practice, practice. Here is a practical example from my own life. When I began speaking to people, sharing truth, I was led to say to them, "We met for a reason. Yahweh set this up for you and I to meet at this moment, in this place." Now, when I first began saying this, I did not truly believe it, sadly. But I knew Yahweh desired me to say it, so I obeyed. I would even quote the Bible account when Elisha's servant was speaking to the king, and the king asked to hear about the miracles that Yahweh did through Elisha. And the exact moment that he was telling the king about the woman whose son Elisha raised from the dead, that very woman and her son walked into the king's court, requesting to speak to the king. Read 2 Kings 8:1-6. Yahweh is into the details. His timing is perfect. Praise His glorious name. Now, as I look back over the past few years, I can see my own faith growing. Because the more I said the truth, that Yahweh set this up for you and I to meet, the more I believed it. And today, I know it is true. I know that I know that I know that Yahweh places people into my path, into my life, so that I may speak to them and help them and share the truth about Yahweh. Praise His glorious name! My point of sharing that is to show you how to grow faith. By doing, by obeying. Here is another example from everyday life. Just the other day, a couple of us here at Heaven's View Ministry rode our bicycles to the local Walmart to share our faith and to grocery shop as well. As we were locking up our bicycles, a man on his bicycle came up to us and began complaining about the crime in that town and how things are stolen. He told us that we better watch out, for our bikes would be stolen. I immediately disregarded his words spoken, and I spoke out loud to the man that we have big angels, and they will guard and protect our bikes. He said that he has read his Bible and that Yahweh protects people, but not things. I again disregarded his words spoken and stated out loud that Yahweh will protect our bicycles. I walked up to the man and gave him a card for a free copy of Keeping the Faith Through the Unthinkable. He continued to speak negativity and fear and evil. He was refusing to receive truth and life and protection of Yahweh. So I turned around and we walked away. We walked into Walmart and shared our faith and did the grocery shopping. Now, I did feel a little nervous and went to check on the bikes while we were there. And Yahweh protected our bikes. Praise His glorious name! The same with speaking healing over others in Yeshua's name, and miraculous healing occurring by Yahweh. Praise His glorious name! When Yahweh showed me to study the book, God's Generals, Why They Succeeded and Why Some Failed, by Robert Slierden, my spirit was on fire. Miracles, healings, Yahweh's miracles today. Glorious! Then I told Yahweh I was ready to take the next step, to do the same as they did, to speak healing over others, strangers, in Yeshua's name. Amen. Well, Minutes after I said that to Yahweh, I saw a woman with one leg, using crutches, walking on the beach. I got scared. I thought, I cannot heal that woman. And I did not go speak healing over her in Yeshua's name. Father, forgive me. My focus was on me and the correct fact that I cannot heal her. Right. But Yahweh can heal her. I do my part. Speak words of healing in Yeshua's name. And he will do his part and miraculously heal them. Amen. Matthew 17:20b from the Concordance Literal Version. For verily I am saying to you, if you should have faith as a kernel of mustard, you shall be declaring to this mountain, proceed hence there, and it will be proceeding, and nothing will be impossible for you. Matthew 21:21-22 from the Concordant Literal Version. Now answering, Jesus said to them, verily, I am saying to you, if you should have faith and not be doubting, not only that to the fig tree will you be doing, but if you should be saying to this mountain also, be picked up and cast into the sea, it will be occurring. And all whatsoever you should be requesting in prayer, believing, you shall be getting. Here is what our mentors, our inspirations, God's generals, do when confronted with sickness and disease and death. We have heard so many accounts of people who are sick and in pain, and they are speaking and quoting what doctors tell them, that they have an incurable disease, that they will only live a little while longer, or that they will feel pain and have disease for the rest of their lives, etc. Well, other faithful followers of Yahweh speak these words when others say these things. I disagree, or I agree with the Bible, and then they speak healing in Yeshua's name over the person. The believers disregard lies and what others say, words and lies spoken by those who are greedy and blind to truth. Unbelievers, yes and amen. Believers live by the Bible. We do not live by what others say or even by what their own eyes see. No, we live by faith. We live by truth and miracles of Yahweh. Amen. 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 Faith. Trust. Expectation. So, here is what I do. This is how I live my life. To increase my faith, to believe in miraculous instant healings today, I do not own a television. I do not watch pointless TV. None. Thus, I see no commercials which plant and embed fear and negativity and thoughts and questions of, do you have this pain or this disease, etc.? None. Amen. No movies, no pointless videos, no sin. None. Psalm 101, 2b through 3a. I shall walk in the integrity of my heart within my house. I shall not set a worthless matter in front of my eyes. Ephesians 5, 8b through 12 from the Concordant Literal Version. As children of light, be walking, For the fruit of the light is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, testing what is well-pleasing to the Lord. And be not joint participants in the unfruitful acts of darkness, yet rather be exposing them also. For it is a shame even to speak of the hidden things occurring done by them. Ephesians 4:29-30, from the Concordance Literal Version. Let no tainted word at all be issuing out of your mouth, but if any is good, toward needful edification, that it may be giving grace to those hearing. And do not be causing sorrow to the Holy Spirit of God, by which you are sealed for the day of deliverance. Ephesians 5:4, from the Concordant Literal Version. And vileness and stupid speaking, silly talk, buffoonery, foolish talking, Strong's definition, or insinuendo, joke, jesting, witticism, Strong's definition, which are not proper, but rather thanksgiving. I read my Bible. I read books and life accounts of other faithful followers of Yahweh. God's General's books by Robert Slierden, John G. Lake on Healing, compiled by Robert Slierden, The Holy Spirit by Mariah Woodworth Etter, Adventures in God by John G. Lake, High Adventures by George Otis, The Tongue, A Creative Force by Charles Capps, etc. This is all that I read, nothing else. Truth, miracles of Yahweh. Reading, of course, with the panoply of Yahweh on, discerning what of these people is of Yahweh and what is not of Yahweh. Amen. 1 Chronicles 16:8-12, from the Concordant Literal Version. Acclaim Yahweh, call on His name, make known His actions among the peoples. Sing to Him, make melody to Him. Meditate on all His marvelous works. Boast in His holy name. Let the heart of those seeking Yahweh rejoice. Seek after Yahweh and His strength. Seek His face continually. Remember His marvelous works that He has done, His miracles, and the judgments of His mouth. There are two God's generals alive today that I listen to some of their recordings they have, Curry Blake and David Hogan. Again, I listen with the panoply of Yahweh on, discerning what they do and say is of Yahweh and what is not of Yahweh. Amen. Just as the Bereans, who were of noble character, searching the scriptures to see that what Paul was teaching was truth. Amen. Read Acts 17:10-11. In my life, there are no magazines, no gossip, no jokes, no pointless conversations, no television, no pointless video watching, no movies, not even so-called Christian movies, no worldly news, none. Well, there is one exception to this. A few times a month, I do look up news about what is occurring in Israel, though I look at Israel news not U.S. news or any other country's news about Israel. No biased viewpoints, no lies, truth. And, as I said, I read the Bible. I deepen my relationship with Yahweh. I study other faithful followers of Yahweh. And today, I love my life. All the work and effort was and is worth it. Since I began a complete radical walk of faith over 13 years ago, when my life was miserable and full of pain and hardship, now I love my life. I am blessed by Yahweh. And I get to help others find the cramped gate and narrowed way, or help them return to the path and remain faithful. Amen. I am living my dream, helping others, traveling all over the USA, going wherever Yahweh shows, pleasing Yahweh, fulfilling the purpose for which I was created by Yahweh. Praise His holy name. Amen. Yahweh blesses us when we obey Him. Praise His glorious name. Yeshua was serious and gave His whole life for me, as well as unjustly suffered horrifically, all for me. So, I take my life seriously and give it all to Him, every moment. And I speak about only the Bible. That is all. Nothing else. I take literally the word of Yahweh. I live out Deuteronomy 11:18-20. Hence you will place these my words in your heart and in your soul, and you will tie them as a sign on your hand, and let them come to be as brow bands between your eyes. You will teach them to your sons, speaking of them when you sit in your house, and when you walk on the road, when you lie down, and when you arise. You will write them on the jambs of your house and on your gates. I guard and protect my faith. 2 Timothy 1:14. The ideal thing committed to you, guard through the Holy Spirit, which is making its home in us. I have picture images with scriptures all over my walls and cupboards in my home. Yes and amen. You can see some of them on our website under the Scripture Images section in the main menu bar at heavensviewministry.org or behealedtoday.org. Praise Yah! Even when sharing my faith with others, I watch what I talk about, and I watch what I listen to others talk about. Listen to this. One time while grocery shopping, I began speaking to another woman who was grocery shopping also. She was overjoyed to meet another believer at the grocery store. I spoke of the gloriousness of Yahweh and His wonderful miracles. I asked what her favorite scripture was. She said it was Noah and the Ark, because of the animals. Then she asked me, "What is your favorite animal?" I just looked at her. I have never been asked such a useless question in my life. I was a little shocked. I shared that I would rather speak of Yahweh and His glorious ways. She did not agree, and asked me again what my favorite, cutest animal was. Again, I just looked at her, in shock. I finally responded that I do not desire to speak about such pointless topics. I speak about Yahweh and His ways and how to remain faithful to the end. Revelations 2:10b. Amen. She only wanted to speak about cute animals. So I left. I blessed her in Yeshua's name. And as she continued talking on and on about animals, I walked away. And my faith and determination and boldness has grown. Praise Yahweh. Because I choose to only speak about miracles of Yahweh. And because I think so much about miracles of Yahweh, I expect them and have faith for them more and more. Every moment of my day, every day, praise Yah. This is the end of part 1 of 5 in our study. Faith, trust, expectation. Let us believe and live out the scriptures. Amen. Live in faith. Listen to the next part of this Bible study. Faith, trust, expectation. You will find this whole series at rumble.com on our channel titled Heaven's View, as well as on the Bible Teachings page of our website, heavensviewministry.org. Thank you for joining us here at Heaven's View Ministry. Find more revelations and teachings from Yahweh, including miraculous healings today, the importance and truth of the baptism in the Spirit, plus many more revelations and teachings as and when Yahweh and His Spirit are revealing them to me to herald and declaim. Praise Yahweh! Be healed today through our Yahweh-led miraculous healing services and broadcasts. The apostolic faith is alive today. Yahweh heals today. Just as Yeshua's spoken words healed the centurion's son from a distance, read John 4:46-54, our Father heals across distances today also. He heals through spoken words and through replays of spoken words. He is Yahweh. All is possible with Him. Read Matthew 19:26. Read the whole Bible, in fact. Receive your own personal healing from Yahweh at BeHealedToday.org. Then, when you are miraculously and instantly healed, share your miracle healing testimony with me. Praise the living Elohim. Amen. Test the spirits. Read 1 John 4:1. Fact check and spirit check everything you see, hear, and read, including the heraldings and teachings here at Heaven's View Ministry. Also, test your own spirit. Are you truly living in Yahweh's peace? Really? Find out now. Answer the 40 questions on the peaceometer and get free tips and help to increasing your true peace in Yahweh. Heaven's View Ministry. The truth will be making you free. John 8:32. Come and be free. Climb out of the box of lies. Live in freedom. Live in truth. Repent. The kingdom of heaven is near. Get ready. Remain ready. Be committed. Be faithful until the end, and receive the wreath of life. be healed today. Live in the apostolic faith today. Yahweh heals. Yahweh sets the captives free. Yahweh binds the broken of heart. Yahweh raises the dead. Yahweh sets us free. Praise His holy name. You are invited to be radical as Yeshua is calling us to be. Learn the truth in the Bible, not from any mistranslations nor human interpretations leading to misapplications of the truth. See miracles today. Be healed yourself. Be a miracle of Yahweh today. Just as when Yeshua walked the earth and healed others. I myself was miraculously healed of a depleted disc in my sacrum. Excruciating back pain for years. Sitting, standing, lying down. I was unable to find comfort. Living with pain like a knife in my back constantly. No cure, the doctors said. Well, Yahweh instantly healed me. Praise His holy name. Be baptized in the Spirit. Know Yahweh and walk in His power. Join us in obeying His every word, living radically and completely sold out for Yahweh, El Shaddai, the Creator of everything. Join us at Heaven's View Ministry today. I am called by Yahweh to be His conduit, for Him to work miraculous healings through my prayers for you, like Peter, Paul, as well as Stephen. Just as Yeshua Himself stated, "Verily, verily, I am saying to you, he who is believing in me, the works which I am doing, he also will be doing, and greater than these will he be doing. For I am going to the Father, and whatsoever you should be requesting in my name, this I will be doing, that the Father should be glorified in the Son." John 14:12-13, from the Concordant Literal Version. I am called to comfort, to speak, and to serve you. How may I help you? Contact me at heavensviewministry.org, behealedtoday.org, or wherethespiritoftheLord is.com. Come join us at Heaven's View Ministry. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. Amen. Philippians 4:23. May Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh bless you and keep you. May Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh light up His face towards you and be gracious to you. May Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh lift His face to you and appoint peace for you. Numbers 6:24-26. Amen and amen. See you soon. I look forward to all the future holds. Miracles, signs, and wonders. Praise His holy name. His will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Amen.